Welcome to episode 1830 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Mickley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. All week long, you will explore trusting yourself. This is part of a collection of meditation series where the focus is all about confidence. In the previous weeks, we explored feeling confident and having a positive perception of yourself. We also explored feeling confident in the world and how to manage distress. In this week's series, you will learn to trust yourself. And trusting yourself can be challenging. It can be frightening. It can even feel a little dangerous. Not dangerous in the way that there's any kind of physical threat to you, but rather dangerous in how others perceive you. This can be the scariest threat of all. But I think that as you go throughout this series, you will find that being yourself and trusting yourself is much safer than concealing who you really are or putting on a mask. So you will be removing that mask in this week's series as you begin a quest to trust yourself all week long. And you have a challenge this week. Your challenge this week is something I'd like you to do each day. I know that it's not always easy to sit down and meditate. So many things come up, and there are just days when, even when you do sit down to meditate, it's just difficult to focus, and you may get up feeling as though you really didn't feel any measure of improved peace, energy, or clarity. And that happens. But just the fact that you showed up for yourself will allow you to trust yourself, regardless of whether or not you meditate well. Well, your challenge this week is to rely on yourself. As you make decisions this week, and as you consider how you live your life, and are you wearing a mask in different relationships and different interactions with others, or do you allow your authentic self to shine through? So, to help you along the way as you begin to become aware of how you're showing up in your life, I encourage you in a challenge to rely on yourself. Begin to trust yourself, even with one small task. Maybe you want to wake up in the morning and trust yourself that you will include some movement in your day. So regardless of how busy you are, you might not be able to do a full workout, but you could still go for a walk or do some yoga stretches or some body weight exercises. Trust yourself that you could even do this for 5 or 10 minutes. And as you begin to rely on yourself, and not what others perceive you as, and not what is out there that may make your life easier, but rather what you yourself can do. You may need to still interact with others as you rely on yourself. You might need someone's help with something. By knowing what you need and seeking out support, you're still relying on yourself. So this is your challenge each day this week. Sometimes you may want to go a little more deeply into a particular meditation series, and if that is you, you are welcome to join for 2 weeks free access to over 1,800 half-hour guided meditations, the Sipinome Meditation app. There, you will also receive a journal and a guide customized to trust yourself this week. On the Sipinome Meditation app, I share with you ways to use herbal teas to help you calm your mind and body, and I customize an herb for you for each week's theme. Some of these herbs are unusual. We've lost this wisdom of the herbs, and I want to help bring that back. So I introduce to you many herbs that you may not have heard of before. You can receive them on your doorstep each month in an herbal tea subscription box. So you can find that at the Sip and Om meditation app or sipandom.com. So that's for if you want a little more support. As you go throughout the series this week, know that as you trust yourself more, and you will begin the process of trusting yourself, it is a lifelong process, and you will notice that at certain times of your life, some things can derail you. Well, I want to give you the tools so that you can get back on track when that happens, because one of our most basic needs, in fact, our first basic need, is to trust. We need to be able to trust others and trust ourselves that our needs will be met. So when you are born, when you cry, you trust that someone will take care of you to help you meet your needs. So as you get ready to meditate today, or simply to do the meditation technique I share with you as you go about your day, I encourage you to settle yourself down and calm your mind and body. Begin to notice your breath. And as you do so, you might want to focus on a particular area of your life where you'd like to establish more self-trust. Maybe this has to do with your health, how well you care for yourself. You want to be able to trust that you will take good care of your body. Maybe you want to have more trust in how you manage yourself in a particular relationship or a particular role, such as how you act at work, or with your children, or other loved ones. Bring to mind a part of your life that would benefit from more confidence and trust. And as you think about this part of your life, notice yourself unwind as you become open and receptive to creating awareness and confidence in this area of your life. Feel your body soften and relax, keeping your spine straight, keeping your eyes gently uplifted to the point between your eyebrows. As you sink into an inner sense of stillness, meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer. End your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.